Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. And what this world needs more than anything else is God and the love of God. Stop and think about it. Think about every problem that we have. Get the Ten Commandments and lay them right out before you. Why do we have troubles? Because we have other gods before us. Why are our prayers not answered? Because we have idols and make them. Why does not God hear our prayers? Because we use His name in vain. Why is not God in our churches? Because they meet on the wrong day. Why are families all in turmoil? Because there's no honoring of father and mother. And even children take parents to court now so the court can lay down rules within the family. Look at all the murders. Look at all the sex problems. Look at all the stealing. Look at all of the killing. Look at all of the lusting. Every single one of the problems that we have is because God is not with us. Oh, we profess His name, but we don't love Him. Oh, we want His love, especially when we are in trouble, but we won't make it last. Now, think about it for a minute. Just take the government of the United States. There are a few in there trying to do some things that are right. But they can't solve the problems because they are locked into lust, into insanity in spending money, making laws, thinking that they can sit in the seat of God and dictate to all the people what they will and what they won't do, reject God, and let all the evil people have freedom of speech. But you, if you are a Christian, cannot speak. Well, we will speak. And we will teach the love of God. So let's come back here to Psalm 62, because here is a very important lesson, as I covered last time. You cannot solve spiritual problems with political means or human means. You must solve them with God's laws, God's commandments, God's spirit, and God's love. Now let's pick it up here in verse 5, Psalm 62. This shows also the attitude that we need to have toward God. Think of what it would be like if everyone believed in the true God, if everyone kept the commandments of God. Think of what would not be necessary. Prisons, correctional institutions, insane asylums. We could reduce the police force down to very little. Because everyone would love God and love each other, there would be no stealing, there would be no adultery, there would be no perverted sex, there would be no taking from people. All of those things. Parents would love their children. Children would love their parents. We would all love God. We would all have no idols. We would all use God's name righteously. And we would all keep the Sabbath and holy days of God. Oh, what a different world that would be, wouldn't it? Yes. Here's what we need to do in this world. Verse 5, Psalm 62. My soul, wait in silence for God alone, for from Him comes my hope. You can't hope in men. You can't hope in government. You can't hope in other things. You must hope in God. He only is my hope. Now, verse 6, He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my high tower. I shall not be moved. Yes, we need to have our hearts and our minds set on God's way in everything that there is. Now notice verse 8. This is a fantastic verse for you to memorize. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us, Selah. Wherever you see the word Selah, that means stop, think, meditate on this. Now this shows the connection that we have with God. Pour our hearts out before him. Now hold your place here because we're going to come back. But come over here to Psalm 118. Here's what we need to do. See, God's love is there. He wants to give us more love, but he wants to be loved back. Now, in a marriage, what is it like when only the husband loves the wife? You have tensions. Or only the wife loves the husband? You have tensions. Generally, that ends up in divorce. Well, it's the same way with God. If you expect only love from God and don't love him back, if you don't have hope in God and trust in him, why should he do anything for you? Think on that. Now here, Psalm 118. Let's pick it up here in verse 4. Let those who fear the Lord now say that his steadfast love endures forever. God's love is always there. God is from everlasting to everlasting, and he has everlasting love. But there are conditions, as we have seen. Now, verse 5. I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place. God will answer. He will rescue. Now, notice verse 8. The Lord is on my side. How is the Lord on our side? Because we want him on our side? No, because we are on God's side. Then he is on our side. I will not fear what man can do to me. The Lord is for me as my helper. Therefore, I will look in triumph upon those who hate me. That's how we need to have our relationship with God. Don't worry about people who hate you or disagree with you. You love God. Let him love you. Let him intervene in your life and change the circumstances for you. Now notice verse 8. This is why you cannot trust in political solutions. Verse 8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. Because men are weak and fallible. Women are weak and fallible. They can't do things for you like God can. Verse 9. It is better to trust in the Lord than to trust in princes. Doesn't matter what's going on. Always trust in the Lord. Now, come back here to Psalm 62, and we will see what we need to understand concerning not using political means to solve spiritual problems. Now, what really needs to happen is there needs to be a vast repentance starting with the president, all members of his staff. Whoa, wouldn't that be something to have the IRS in mass repentance and confessing all the thievery that they have done? Whoa, wouldn't that be something? And all the representatives in the House of Representatives, all their staffs, same way with the Senate, the leader of the Senate, all the senators, all their staff, fasting and praying and repenting and getting rid of all of these lobbies and special interest. And the only special interest they would have is serving the American people. Whoa! What would happen if that took place? Why, this nation could be revived, but it won't happen. Now, let's come back to Psalm 62 and see why. Verse 9, Surely men of low degree are a vanity, especially when they are in positions of power. And men of high degree are a lie. Think on that. Think about all of the entertainment world. All exalted, all of the good press, all of those things, they're worshipped and they are admired, but they are a lie. Every single one, from the tip of their heads to the bottom of the soles of their feet. Now, there may be some few who are trying to do right, but how about believing in God? How about making true Christian and godly and biblical movies? How about taking all of that money that you make and use it to help the poor instead of feed your egos and your vanities, huh? So here's God's judgment. When weighed in the balance, they are altogether lighter than vanity. That's why you can't solve things politically when it's a spiritual problem. Now then, look at what we need to leave. Verse 10, trust not in oppression, do not take pride in stolen goods. If riches increase, set not your heart upon them. God has spoken once, twice I have heard this. That power belongs to God. Now, notice the next verse, because this is absolutely true. Verse 12, also to you, O Lord, belongs mercy, for you give to every man according to his work. What are your works? Think on that. Now let's turn to Psalm 116, and let's see what a fantastic relationship that David had with God, because he loved him and God loved him, and David was a man after God's own heart. Wouldn't that be something if every one of us could have that attitude and we would be men and women after God's own heart, instead of God looking down here and seeing all the sins and all of the corruption and all the lying and cheating and stealing and all the murders and all the drugs and all the abortions and all of those things? Wouldn't it be something if it were like this in Psalm 116 and verse 1? I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my prayers. If you love God, he will answer. If you put your trust in him, he will hear, and he will change things in your life. Because he has bowed down his ear to me, therefore I will call upon him as long as I live. The sorrows of death hemmed me in, and the pangs of the grave took hold upon me. I found trouble and sorrow. Many lives right now are just like that, hanging desperately in the balance. Verse 4, then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, deliver my soul. And God did. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. So that's something. Now, let's see the special relationship that David had with God. And let's see how this fits in. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. And blessed are those who love God, because God will return his love to them. And so let's come back here to Psalm 63. And Psalm 63 is one of my most favorite psalms. Now let me tell you just a little bit about the background of this. When David became king, he returned the Ark of the Covenant that was lost during the days of Eli and his two sons, Hophni and Phinehas. And the Philistines took it away. Then, after they had the plagues of the mice and the hemorrhoids, then they sent it on toward Israel, ended up in the house of Obed-Edom, who was one of the Levites. David subsequently brought it back to Jerusalem, and to his house. And in his house, he built a special addition to the house that would house the little tabernacle in which the Ark of the Covenant was placed. And that was right in his house. And he had Asaph as one of the priests who took care of ministering to God with the Ark of the Covenant there. So when David wrote his Psalms, he would come before God, and the Ark of the Covenant was in this little tent within his house. So I want you to picture this when we're going through Psalm 63, and this tells us what kind of relationship we can have with God today, with God's Spirit within us through our prayers and learning of God's Word and walking in His way. Verse 1, Psalm 63, O God, You are my God, earnestly I will seek You. My soul thirsts for You, my flesh longs for You, as in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Isn't that something? Look at that attitude that he had. Just an absolute yearning for God and His way. And today we have a world that says, God, get out of here. We don't like You. We hate You. Of course, God is going to judge them for that. But this is the attitude that we need. This is the pinnacle of zeal led by love and trust and faith. To see Your power and Your glory as I have seen You in the sanctuary. Now, where that little tent was, that was the sanctuary where the Ark of the Covenant was. And so God appeared to him in His presence. When David was there singing the Psalms and worshiping God and praising Him. It didn't happen all the time, but there were occasions when God would be so pleased with David that He would let him see that manifestation of His presence there with the Ark of the Covenant in the little sanctuary he had in his house. Notice the comparison, because Your loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise You. Thus will I bless You as long as I live. I will lift up my hands in Your name. Oh, that's what we need, don't we? We can have this in our lives, you know that? Because today, God the Father and Jesus Christ have given us direct access to them in heaven above through the Spirit of God, through the power of God that He gives to us. Now, we're not going to see God as David did, but we will see Him at the resurrection. Now notice, verse 5, My soul shall be satisfied with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise You with joyful lips. That is good health and exuberance and strength and so forth. Now notice, when I remember You upon my bed and meditate on You in the night watches. Now let me tell you something that God does. God deals with us when we are sleeping. And we wake up and we're thinking on God's way and His greatness and His love and His goodness. And God will lead us to repentance so that we can repent. We can confess our sins to Him in the quiet of the night, right there in our bed. God deals with us, and God dealt with David that way. I know that has happened many, many times with me and those that I know who really love God. Do you want God to work that way in your life? Then you need to return God's love by loving Him. Now notice, because You have been my help, therefore, in the shadow of Your wings, I will rejoice. My soul follows hard after You. Are you seeking God with that way? Seek God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul. Love God in that same way. He will be there. He will bring His love. He will send His Spirit. He will answer your prayers. He will send His angels. He will protect you. All of these things will happen. My soul follows hard after you, your right hand upholds me. But those who seek my life to destroy it shall come into the depths of the earth. God will take care of all the enemies. Now let's come back here to Isaiah 55. Because this is where we need to come all the time to God. See, God is real. God exists, but we have to come to Him on His terms. So He tells us how we need to do it. He tells us that we will have benefits from Him that cost no money, but He wants our hearts, He wants our mind, He wants it holy so that He can put His Spirit in us. Let His love flow to us. Let His power come to us. Let His angels watch over us and protect us. But what we have to do is yield to God. Let's come here to verse 6. This tells us how, and this is exactly what Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. He said, "Ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and you shall find. Knock, and it shall be open." That's a promise. And one thing you can do is you can claim the promises of God, but you have to respond to God by loving Him, by obeying His voice, by keeping His commandments, by having this kind of relationship with God that we have covered today in the Psalms. And let that be the way that your life is, where you study His Word every day, where you pray every day, where you draw close to God, where you draw close to your husband, your wife, your children. And start from there. That's why we have church at home. You can't do this in any church. Church is at home. And once you have the Spirit of God, you belong to the true church of God. And then when you fellowship with other brethren, then it's a joy. Now, Isaiah 55 and verse 6. "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call upon Him while He is near." God will hear, just like we've covered in the Psalms, because God loves you. God wants you. He will hear and answer your prayers. Verse 7, "Let the wicked forsake his way. Turn from your sins." That's what God says to the wicked. He says, "I don't delight in the death of the wicked, but you turn from your sins." "And the unrighteous man, his thoughts." There needs to be a change and conversion of the mind. "And let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." Then your life needs to start changing so that it is conformed to the way of God, that it is conformed to the Word of God, to the love of God, to the truth of God, to the mercy of God, to the zeal of God. Because God says here, verse 8, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, says the Lord." Now, when you enter into that relationship with God, then you are going to have the thoughts of God through His Word, the Spirit of God, which He implants into your mind to unite with the Spirit of your mind. That's why there is repentance and forgiveness and baptism and the receiving of the Holy Spirit of God. That is restoring original Christianity for today. "For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Yes, this is what conversion is all about. This is what the love of God is all about. God will make it happen. God will work in your life. God will change circumstances because you turn from your sins to love God. So just do this. Take the commandments of God, because you see, sin is the transgression of the law. Look at those Ten Commandments and ask yourself, do I have other gods before me? Do I have idols that I make in my mind and follow those? Do I have literal idols in my house? Do I idolize people? Do I take the name of the Lord in vain by claiming things that God never gave? And you know, the ones who take the name of the Lord most in vain are those religionists who stand in the pulpit and tell you about their traditions and their ways and their thoughts. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. You can keep the Sabbath day at home, church, at home. Now, if you would like, we can send you a hymnal and recording of the hymns. You can have services right in your house. Study the Bible. Use Church at Home. Use cbcg.org. Use all of our books, all of our booklets. Learn of God. We want you to learn and know God so that He can bless you, so that you can be in the kingdom of God. That's what you need to do. That is restoring original Christianity one person at a time, in one house at a time, and then God will let it grow and grow and grow in His manner and in His time. So these are the things that we need to think of. Write in for our complete detailed series on the love of God. God wants you to have your mind open to see the depth of God, to know the height and the depth and the breadth of the plan of God and how you fit into it. God is calling you. Will you answer His call with Church at Home in your life? And He will bless you. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And be sure to visit our website, cbcg.org. And if you want some sermons for Sabbath services in your home, download our weekly sermons. The ones I give every week are uploaded to next week, so you can use those. Let your life be changed and transformed. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. So until next time, this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone. Thank you.